All right, let's land this thing. It's Marin in for Cedar, who's out all week saying the Hanukkah prayer and then doing maybe a home, because he's a Jubu, married to a Buddhist woman. You know, I don't know. You probably know all this. You know more about Sam than I do. You listen to him every day. So listen, I am here. It's great to be back in New York. I've had a good time. Let me just take this guy. He's driving in Indiana. Frank, are you still on the phone?
Hey, I'm still here, Mark.
What's going on?
Hey, listen, I know this is hard to believe, but we already elected our president. He was that guy that took his place was appointed by the Supreme Court justice. He's an appointed piece of garbage. And the guy that really is going to be in there is going to be Al Gore. He's going to win hands down. I don't know who his running mate is. Maybe it'll be Graham from Florida. I don't know. Senator Graham, former Senator Graham might be, you know, who knows?
Hey, Frank, yeah. are you driving in Indiana because you're running away from Rhode Island or Boston?
I drive all over the United States. You know what I mean? I'm a truck driver. I drive all over the United States.
Where are you from?
I'm from Malden, Mass.
Yeah, Malden!
Yeah.
All right. We got a couple of one kid who went to Tufts here. I lived in Boston for about 7 or 8 years. It's always a pleasure to hear that accent when I hear it. And I'm completely on board with you, Frank. I believe that Gore is going to get in at the last minute, and he's going to take it. He took it once. I'm all for Gore. Thanks for calling, Frank. Frankie is driving on the road there.
Mac.
Oh, that was Trish. I remember her. Mac. How about a hammer, Mac? Mac. That's a great accent. So look, who do we got in the booth there? I want the Gore thing to happen. I do. I like Al Gore. I think he's having some success in actually raising awareness to the fact that global warming is infinitely more frightening than terrorism, and that I think that the environmental concerns. I don't know what it takes to get people to listen to that stuff. I don't know what the right wing bloviating douchebags get from saying it doesn't exist. You don't have to be a scientist to walk outside, especially when you live in LA, to realize that there's no coming back from where we are unless there is a dramatic paradigm shift. Unless you want to, maybe it's time to get that beachfront property in Virginia, or in Virginia actually has beachfront property. Perhaps in maybe northern Texas. Who knows what's going to happen when the water levels rise? But there's no way to deny it's a fact that we're destroying this place. And I don't want to end on a negative note, but I think that a Gore ticket. I'm not sure if he's right about the running mate, but perhaps Obama and Gore. Who knows? But I hope that he's gotten consistent in his passion. Because I think he is completely capable of international policy and diplomacy and driving the ship. Brendan.
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you, man. This has been fun. We're going to keep going all week. I think we got some big plans for the week. I know I got some friends coming in. What do you see there?
Well, tomorrow, John Nichols, always a blast.
Brother.
From the Nation. Yes.
Brother. Hey, brother.
We also have Svetlana, the Russian prostitute.
Oh, from L.A.
She's in town, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think she's got some knowledge to drop.
Great.
You got a rabbi coming in on Wednesday, I think, right? You going to get some religion?
Niles Goldstein.
Oh, Niles Goldstein. He's the Gonzo Judaism guy.
That guy wrote about me in his book, and I stayed on the phone with him, and he wrote about me in his book, and he can't come in. He can't make it across town to come in and hang out. We got to do it on the phone.
It's Saturday? Is that what he can't come in?
No, it's like Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that was. We're going to talk to him about being the type of Jew that doesn't do the type of Jew stuff. Dan
okay.
Pashman. Who else? What's going on? Dave Cross is coming in later,
And Janine will be here, too, I think.
Janine.
And we can't forget, on Thursday, if people want to mark this down in their calendars, because I know they're anticipating it, but Lawton Smalls and Mark Maron will reunite here on Air America.
Nice.
And I believe that Kent Jones is in the booth there with you. How are you, Kent? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Mark Maron, this is a pleasure.
It's great to see you, man.
Good to see you with the cans on.
You're one of
pumping it out.
One of the last of the great writing staff of Air America left in the building.
You're too kind. You're too kind. It's good to see you.
Man, back in the
having
day.
Fun?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
We call ourselves day one-ers in here. There's three day one-ers in here right
yeah.
now.
Wow, that's right.
OGs.
That's right. And Dan Pashman is there. Dan.
Hey.
It's nice to see you, Ken. And Dan, tomorrow, I saw what?
I'll talk to you later this week. Yeah,
you
will. I'll be around all week.
Oh, that's good. This hour, it's weird. People are actually at work and they're around. Before we didn't have, nobody was around. We could do what we used to do, you know, kind of do it, putting weird stuff in people's desks and you know, rubbing things on things. Anyways, look, Dan Pashman, I'm sorry we did not get to the mice issue.
That's all right.
No, it's a pressing issue, and it's in your life, and you have a rodent problem, and this is something I can talk to.
It is, and there's some liberal guilt involved in this story as well. You know,
don't spill it.
No, I'm just saying, you know, this is worthy of a conversation on this.
Maybe even a trip to the confessional.
Yes, we're doing an overnight tease on the Pashman. Oh, that's right. Maybe we might not do a full-on liberal confessional, but I do at some point this week want people to clear their conscience for the new year, because I don't know when Sam comes back. When do they start redoing? When do they start again?
January.
Yeah.
But January what? 2, 3?
Yeah, after the
so
first.
We've got to do some of that. If you're listening to me, you know that we do a confessional segment at times, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to anonymously air the things you're carrying. I want you to unburden yourselves with some liberal guilt that you feel over things that happened in the last year. And we're going to give you an opportunity to do that.
I think you've already, you know, gone this route in this show today. You told everyone you went to see Apocalypto.
I'm going to talk about that more. Let me tell you something. Good movie. It's a good movie. And am I being a self-hating Jew by funding that anti-Semitic guy? Or am I just, not unlike many artists in history, just going to see a good movie by a guy that knows how to make movies that just happens to be a friggin' whack job? And is that bad? Am I wrong? I don't know. But Sam is out all week. I'm Mark Maron. I'll be here all week. Brendan McDonald, Brendan P.W. McDonald, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis, and Linda Pashman. And Lauren's going to be here answering calls, and Justin's going to be on the board, and perhaps everyone will be talking by the end of the week. And we can finally get Cedar off of this network and get me a job back. So I will talk to you tomorrow, and I hope you have a good evening. I hope you have a good time. And I'm kidding, Sam. Yeah, just call me Sam. Where do you keep the thing I'll talk to you later.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.